following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons of things going down in the sports world. The Preakness is in the books. We have ourselves two-thirds of the way of the Triple Crown, with a good opportunity in about 3 weeks or so. I know Fred is a guy who's involved in horse racing. I know he's one of those types. He's a connoisseur of that, so I'm sure he'll have things to talk about that. A lot going on in the NHL with the playoffs. His LA Kings still in there after they rout Anaheim in Game 7, now with an opportunity to play the Blackhawks. The Rangers get it done, obviously, in Game 1, big time over Montreal, the Canadiens. NBA playoffs happening today, Monday, Final Four, we're down to that. The Dodgers get crushed at the hands of the Diamondbacks last night. Tony La Russa is now part of the Arizona Diamondbacks. A lot of things happening here, Fred. Good morning, man. How you doing?
A little bit cooler in Southern California, so a little bit better, perhaps. It's been like almost 100 the last 3 or 4 days. Unbelievable.
Well, speaking of unbelievable, we just dominated Kershaw and the Dodgers last night, and the Diamondbacks stink. So something to be said about that. I'll give you a little bit of you-know-what about that, but other things going on as well. So keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we're going to get you through this hour. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
How would you like to get in shape today? Now you can. With the new iRow Smart Band, you can monitor and track your daily activities and calories. The simple, state-of-the-art 3D sensor helps you lose weight and get fit. Just connect iRow to your smartphone or tablet and start seeing results today. Using colors that track your activity levels, you can share your progress with friends and family and even compete with them in a fun new way. With iRow, you'll be able to control your weight and stay healthy and happy. Check out iRowNova.com. That's I-R-O-N-O-V-A, iRowNova.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter, at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a lot of interesting things have been happening in sports, you know, and it kind of makes me think about different things when things are going on, and I'll get to what I'm talking about here in a moment. It's just interesting, and I guess what I'm going to do here is I'm going to make a comparison, and I want to see how you think these two guys stack up against each other. Donald Sterling, Richie Incognito. What's the difference between those two guys?
One's 80, one's 30, one's an owner, one's a player. Both should know better. Both are bullies. One's a bully because he's physically able to do so. The other's a bully because his money can bully his way into anything. I would say, in a lot of ways, they're similar in their attitudes, their thoughts, and what they have been able to get away with.
The difference is, too, I think, one big factor here is one guy's a player, one guy's an owner, and I don't know why, but for some reason, it seems like the player is being given more forgiveness than the owner. Am I correct in thinking that or no?
Well, a player is just one of 53 on a football team. An owner controls everything. So I think the owner should have more responsibility from that aspect. But the interesting thing is, if you've been reading the latest Donald Sterling, he lost his attorney firm. They have stayed with the Clippers in the NBA. Okay, they don't want to be involved with him. But he's hired an antitrust attorney. And that's the point I've been making from the beginning. There are antitrust laws involved here because of the league's advantages to make deals television-wise, radio-wise, nationally, not as individuals but as a group. That because of that, under antitrust laws in this country, you've got to be very careful in what you do. So even though he signs with the other 29 owners that he has to do this and he has to do that, he wouldn't have hired an antitrust attorney unless, an attorney firm, unless they thought they had a pretty strong case to at least stretch this on forever and forever and forever.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not going to go anywhere fast. Anybody that thought it was is absolutely insane. Just because Adam Silver came down hard did not mean that Donald Sterling was going to just go away. And it's obvious that he's not going to just go away. But I just think it's interesting when you compare the two guys, similar actions in what they did. Like you said, both kind of a bully, both racist maybe. So I think there's definitely some similarities, but I think it's interesting that, you know, look, in Donald Sterling's case, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I do know from what I'm hearing that this is repeated activities by him versus, you know, Richie Incognito. We don't know much about him, but we could maybe say that this is a first-time incident for him. I don't know, again. But again, you know, it's just it's interesting how one is looked at in one way and one is looked at in a completely different way. So I don't know. I think us as people, I think we need to do a better job. I put them in the same category. I don't think one is better than the other. I don't think one is worse than the other. I think they're right on the same level, Fred.
Well, first of all, I don't think Incognito's situation was a first-time deal. But secondly, no, I think an owner's worse because I think an owner's got more control. An owner can make or break you. If you're one of 53, you're just one of 53. So, no, I think an owner has more responsibility. I just do. I just think an owner has more responsibility to be very careful in his actions and whatever he does than a player. Now, it's horrible what Incognito did, and I wouldn't want him on my team, and I would despise him if I was a teammate. But I don't think he's as important as an owner. I think an owner has to be more careful in what every move they make and things like that. So I don't think it's an equal plane, and I don't think it should be an equal plane. I think one is an owner. One is controlling things a lot more than a player controls things. So I think coaches involved who knew about it in the Incognito thing would be closer to the owner, in my opinion, if you're going to put on a plane, than Incognito versus Donald Sterling. The coaches who knew what happened, and they got a couple of them got penalized. One lost his job. So that's what I'm talking about. A coach has more responsibility, and an owner has more responsibility, of course, than a coach. So it's a horrible circumstances. Both of them are horrible circumstances, no question about it. The Sterling thing is not going to go away because even, you know, if you add on to the fact that his wife may or may not divorce him, and if she divorces him, then it goes to another court because can they take away her part of the 50% that she has of the team if she didn't say anything in the first place? I mean, it's a very delicate situation, and the league – look, Adam Silver tried to be very tough that Tuesday morning, and he wanted to prove that he was going to be a strong commissioner, and he did what – you know, he did what he thought would get him the most publicity and most strength in the future, but in the long run, it's not going to matter what he said because it's going to take forever to clean this situation up, and now we'll see – how many players? Because you know we're not that far off until next season. You know we're less than 6 months away from next season already. And my point is, all these players that made a big stink. Hey, if he's not gone, we're not going to play. Well, let's see if they don't play. Then they're not going to get paid. Are they really going to do that?
Right.
And would any during the off season would any free agent even dream of playing for the Clippers? I mean, so. It's a very, very delicate situation.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things will happen definitely here, and the cards are going to fall the way that they fall. Hey, I want to go here real quickly. Steve Kerr gets the job there with the Golden State Warriors. Mark Jackson goes back to ESPN. I believe he'll be on later today for the game against the Pacers in Miami. First of all, how does Steve Kerr get a job when he's never coached before? And why the heck is he so highly touted? First of all, I was here for what he did with the job with the Phoenix Suns. I wasn't overly impressed. I actually thought he was doing a terrible job, to be honest with you. And the Suns were going down the tubes. So how does a guy like Steve Kerr get a job with the Golden State Warriors, first of all? Why is he so highly touted? And what can he do better than Mark Jackson did, I guess, there in Golden State? And then for Mark Jackson, hey, kudos to him. He got himself another gig with ESPN, and I'll be honest with you, I love listening to him. Hand down, man down. I love listening to the guy. He's got some great stuff. So your thoughts about Steve Kerr and Mark Jackson?
I think they're similar. I think neither had that much going in. They neither had coached before, and I agree with you. Steve Kerr did not do a good job with the Suns at all. He did a horrible job with the Suns, but he gets along with people. He plays the game. And yeah, he made a lot more money by signing with the Warriors than he would have if he had signed with the Knicks. They're paying him $5 million a year times five, all guaranteed, $25 million. His daughter plays volleyball at the University of California, so it's like he's close to his family. So yeah, $25 million to be close to your family, not a bad deal for Steve Kerr at all.
Mike Dunleavy's supposed to be in the mix now with the New York Knicks job. Look, I don't know who wants that New York Knicks job. It's not a good one right now. They've got a lot of things to clean up. Anyways, just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich on the other side. We'll continue talking sports with him. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorf, man, I'm in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Lots of things happening in the sports world, so tons of things to talk about. Talk about your team. We could talk about the draft. Talk about Johnny Football. Did people miss out on this kid? I think the Arizona Cardinals did, I'll be honest with you. I think there's going to be a lot of people kicking themselves in the next few years, but it is what it is. So there's a ton of things to talk about. A lot of fights last night, MMA, a little boxing. So, again, never, never at a loss. And speaking of never at a loss, let's welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, fellas?
You know, hanging in there, talking sports. First of all, before we get started, tell people how they can check out you and what you do, man.
All right. I'm one of the editors at the More Than a Fan Network. The homepage is morethanafan.net. We're in the process of launching a unworldly, like opinionated college football writing site called College Football Roundtable. The URL is cfbroundtable.com, and that's to be honest with you, yeah, that's what's consumed most of my time over these last 6 weeks is putting the staff together for that site.
Sounds good, and you know, college football will be in full throttle here sooner than later, as we all know. I mean, I've seen some spring ball already from some schools and whatnot. So college football is just like anything else. It pretty much never stops. So appreciate what you do, man. Hey, let's talk some sports here. And I don't know, Fred and I have been debating this a little bit. I made this comparison. I want to get your thoughts, and then we'll go from there. Richie Incognito, Donald Sterling. What's the difference between the two guys?
You know, I think that Donald Sterling's just a bigger figure. He's got a lot more control. You know, obviously the Dolphins were able to cut ties with Incognito and Jonathan Martin, for that matter, a lot easier than the NBA is going to be able to cut ties with Donald Sterling. I think that this thing's really going to drag out. And I'm really worried about what the players' union say. You know, Roger Mason Jr. in particular, using LeBron as the name drop for this whole scenario, that you know they're going to talk about sitting if the situation's not resolved. But you know, from what I heard, that the $2.5 million fine that was levied against Sterling was due on Thursday, and he sent a letter to the league basically with the impetus that he has no intention of paying that fine. So this is not going to be an easy process for Adam Silver, the NBA. You know, and if I'm the Players Association, I'm probably watching what I'm saying unless I intend to follow through with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, Fred said, legally there's a lot of things going on here, and this is not going anywhere quick. It's going to be around for a long, long time, and people are just going to have to deal with it. And like Fred said, it'll be interesting to see what these players really do. Some of the people that have said they're not going to play. A guy like LeBron James, I believe, made a statement like that too. So, you know, if LeBron James really doesn't play, that could make a huge, huge statement. But at the end of the day, if you don't play, you're not going to get paid. So I think that money will talk and the guys will show up and they'll play. But that's still to be determined. We'll see what happens. Let me throw another thing at you here. And Fred, I, me and you can get back into this because we were starting the debate or at least talking about it. Steve Kerr gets the job with the Golden State Warriors. Mark Jackson's out. I don't know what the real difference is other than the fact that Steve Kerr's really not done much as far as coaching goes. He's done nothing, and he didn't do a great job with the Phoenix Suns in the front office. I really thought he did a terrible job. So I don't understand the fascination with Steve Kerr. I think Mark Jackson was a hell of a coach. And to be honest with you, I think he got shafted pretty bad here. I don't see them being better with Steve Kerr than they were with Mark Jackson. I do agree with Fred on one part, and one thing he said. Steve Kerr is liked by everybody. And he says the right things. He does the right things. So that gets his foot into doors a lot more often than you would think that maybe he should. But with that all being said, Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr, to me, I'd rather have Mark Jackson. It's not even a question. But tell me what the fascination is with Steve Kerr.
Well, Steve Kerr is, you know, he's a student of Phil Jackson. He's a student of Popovich. You know, you can go back to his days with the Cavaliers and Lenny Wilkins. So he's played under some great coaches. You know, I think that, you know, I don't think that there was a problem with Mark Jackson. I don't think his dismissal was based on performance at all. It was just a clash of personalities up there in Oakland. And you know, they're starting with a new guy. And I think that, you know, quite frankly, I think that Mark Jackson, if he can be pulled away from the studio again, is going to be a great coach again in the NBA for some team. I think, I think that if this series with Miami doesn't go well, that Indiana may be looking for a coach, and he's a former Pacer. I think that that'd be an excellent fit for Mark Jackson. And I think he could prove to the world and to the powers that be in Golden State that, you know, that he's a good basketball coach and that they made a bad call. You know, it's yet to be seen what Steve Kerr can do, but, you know, as I said, he's a student of some of the best coaches of this generation.
Not only did Mark Jackson play for Indiana, he also played for the New York Knickerbockers. And by the way, they needed a coach too. But I'll tell you what, man. Look, to be an analyst is the best job in the world. You get to go out there and you get to critique a game. You get to call the game. You get to criticize everybody. And at the end of the day, you're not taking any blame. I think it's a great job, personally. And if I'm Jeff Van Gundy, if I'm Mark Jackson, if I'm Doug Collins, if I'm any of those guys that have been coaches in the past, I am seriously saying to myself, what in the heck do I need that headache for? I have a great job. I get to do basically the same thing I was doing. I don't have the stress of winning and losing. I still get to go and enjoy these basketball games. And now I'm sitting here almost like a spectator or a fan, and there's no pressure on me. Fred, I mean, being an analyst seems like the best job in the world.
It's close to the best job in the world. Obviously, people forget every time you're wrong. They remember when you're right. You've got no responsibility. You can say what you want. It is a great job. The only thing you do have to worry about, if you want to go back and do head coaching again, you got to make sure you don't attack certain teams because the owner then will remember that. But outside of that, it's a perfect job. Mark Jackson did a good job before. He'll do a good job starting now. And he'd make a good coach. And it seems to me the players in Golden State played very hard for him. The Clippers had more talent than Golden State. They were deeper than Golden State. And they went to seven games. So I think Mark Jackson did a good job. I agree with Jeff that it was just a personality conflict. Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, and Mark Jackson did not get along. And because of that, Mark's out and Steve's in.
Hey, let me ask you guys this before we take a break. And, Jeff, really appreciate you taking time out with us this hour. The calls that were made in the Oklahoma City Thunder LA Clipper series late in the ball game where the ball went off of the player and he got fouled and whatnot, and they decided to make the call, to be honest with you, in my opinion, based upon that. Look, I'm not a fan of the WNBA, but I got news for you. I happened to flip through the channel the other day, and I was watching it, and they did something very interesting in that game. They called an offensive foul, but then they went to video replay, okay, to see where the young lady happened to have her feet. I guess what I'm trying to say is if they're doing it in the WNBA, okay, and they have the ability to look at a call and change it, why in the world don't they have that same ability in the NBA with replay to make the right call, even if it's the wrong call on the court? Why can't they change the call? And why can't they make a foul call? Or why can't they make an offensive call or a defensive call? I don't understand it. Fred, Jeff, one of you guys, either one of you guys. Fred, real quickly, you and then Jeff.
Well, I just don't like the idea, first of all, that you can who gets the ball out of bounds you can look at, and the foul you can't in the last 2 minutes. If you can stop the game in the last 2 minutes, maybe in the last 2 minutes of the half of the game, you have the opportunity to look at a foul, too. I don't think I want it the entire game, but I would take it the last 2 minutes of the half in the game.
Jeff, your thoughts about the way that those the instant replay is being used in the NBA?
Not a fan of that prospect of being able to judge foul calls. I think it's a little bit like expanding the replay in baseball to balls and strikes as well. You know, I just think, you know, what happens when there's a no call? Is there are you going to have a challenge system just to, you know, to say, hey, there was no call and that was a block, or there was no call, that was a charge, or, you know, my guy was in the circle. I don't like foul calls being subject to review, but, you know, we'll deal with whatever rule changes come.
Well, I don't know, man. They still got the call wrong, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And Doc Rivers got fined for his comments, and I got news for you, man. He was right, but whatever. Hey, Jeff, appreciate you taking time out with us, as always. We'll catch up with you next Sunday, man.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Very good. Jeff Rich, we appreciate him taking time out. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back. We're going to continue duking things out here. We'll talk about the matchups here in the NBA and maybe even a little bit about the NHL. And I got to rib you a little bit about the Dodgers getting crushed by the D-backs. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. SportsFred at AOL.com. Big games today in the NBA. Big game today in the NHL. LA Kings playing the Blackhawks. And Fred, I watched the game the other night, the Kings and the Anaheim Ducks, game seven. Not much of a game, to be honest with you. The Kings came out and just dominated from the get. Maybe a little bit of a different story here against the Blackhawks, but they got to be feeling good. They're riding high. Momentum from game seven on the road in Chicago today. How do you feel about the LA Kings' chances to get to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, I mean, if it goes to game seven, Jonathan Quick has never lost a game seven. So from that aspect, you give the Kings a shot. I mean, they are, everybody says, made for the playoffs and not the regular season. And they beat a team that had more talent, I think, in the Ducks. You got to give them a lot of credit for that. And but the Blackhawks have more talent than the Ducks or the Kings. So we'll see. I mean, again, the Kings are capable. Look, if a pitcher's the most, is worth 70 to 80% or whatever number you want to use in baseball, the goaltender's worth the same in hockey. Quick is tough to beat. And the Kings' defense play well in front of him. So anything is possible. Obviously, the Blackhawks are a favorite, and they should be the favorite. And we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean, it will be interesting. But Jonathan Quick, like you said, one of the best. And when he's in a zone, really, really difficult to get anything past him. So we'll see how that one shakes out. Let's keep it in L.A. and let's talk a little bit about what happened last night. Kershaw getting hammered by the lowly Arizona Diamondbacks, who had two positive things happen yesterday. Number one was they won that baseball game, obviously. Number two, La Russa joins the Arizona Diamondbacks. And what I'm thinking here is Gibson should kind of read the writing on the wall here, and maybe La Russa becomes the manager of this baseball team before we know it. So, first of all, how do the Diamondbacks, the lowly Arizona Diamondbacks, dominate Kershaw and the Dodgers the way that they did? And then what kind of an impact do you think La Russa has? Good hire, interesting hire. How strange is it to you? Kind of came out of nowhere, but ultimately, what do you think about the La Russa hiring?
Well, I think certainly a good hire for Arizona. He knows baseball like nobody knows baseball, so there's no question about that. As far as Kershaw on Saturday night, remember now, I can't watch any of the games because only Time Warner cable subscribers in L.A. Get the Dodger game. 72% of us are blacked out. However, if what I read is true, I think you blame the trip to Australia. And you blame the fact that manager, and I call him a good batting coach, Don Mattingly, allowed Kershaw to throw like 90 pitches or more than 90 pitches in that start against Arizona in Australia, where if it had been a regular game in Florida or Arizona, he probably would have taken him out after 65 or 70 pitches. So, but it meant, you know, it was a real game. It counted in the standings, so they let him go too many games. So you can blame Bud Selig and Don Mattingly for if something's injured as far as his arm is concerned. 18 pitchers have had Tommy John surgery from the beginning of the season, and hopefully for Kershaw and the Dodgers' sake, it's not number 19. Again, I didn't see the game, but obviously his stuff was not there. He's not that easily hit in a normal circumstance. He did not pitch all that well in his last start either, and he wasn't throwing as hard as he normally does. But usually the second start back, which was the last time, not on Saturday night, you're a little bit weaker. And third start back, you're a little bit stronger, apparently. Of course, he was not on Saturday night. And in the end, it was 18-7 for the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers. And they meet again, of course, on Sunday. But again, it's just one game in a long season. But if it's a loss of Kershaw, the Dodgers, or how well Granke's pitching, it's a tremendous, tremendous loss, and we could see somebody like Colorado, perhaps, or the Giants winning the division.
Yeah, I mean, Granke's lights out. That there's no mistake in that, for sure. Absolutely been lights out. But it is definitely troubling, puzzling, whatever you want to say, for Kershaw to go out there and be dominated the way that he was. So I think like you, maybe there's a little bit of something up here, and this could spell trouble in the long run. And think about all that money that he just made, you know, too. So I don't know, man. There's just something about it that just doesn't seem totally right. Let's move on and let's talk some NBA hoops. We're going to have about, 10 minutes or so left to talk about it here, and then we got to wrap this hour up. But a couple of interesting matchups. You know, you got the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers, number one and number two. It's what we expected. You got the Spurs and you got Oklahoma City. It's what we expected there, too. However, no Serge Ibaka for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Definitely going to make this task a little bit more challenging. Let's talk a little bit first about the Heat and the Pacers. Indiana did what they did. They got home court advantage, Fred. That's what they were fighting for so badly. They went through a very, very bad stretch of basketball. Miami, similar, to be honest with you. They had their stretches where they weren't great. But in the playoffs, they have been pretty darn good, only losing one game, whereas Indiana has struggled to get by the first couple of rounds. How do you think this one unfolds, Fred?
Well, it's impossible to figure out Indiana, but point spread is 2 or 2.5. I think you got to go with LeBron James and the Miami Heat on the road here to take over home court advantage with the victory. I think you've got to lean a little bit toward them because they're the more consistent of the two teams. So I'm going to go with Miami and give up the 2, 2.5 and figure that LeBron in the fourth quarter will do what he always does.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might even be down to 2 now. They have it a little bit closer, but, you know, I would think, look, if Miami wins today, Indiana's winning game 2. If Indiana wins today, Miami's winning game 2. I think that, you know, if Miami wins this thing, it's going 6. If it goes 7, I might give a slight advantage to Indiana. But truthfully, I think Miami's winning 1 of 2, you know, if not both. They're going to split the series here in Indiana. So if they don't get it today, they get game 2, Fred.
I agree because Indiana is just too inconsistent. You can never tell if Hibbert's going to show up, if who's going to show up, who's not going to show up. And you know LeBron is going to show up. And if Dwayne Wade is 100% healthy or close to that, I think Miami's the better team. And since the beginning of the season, I said that I think they'd get their third crown, and I'm going to stick with that. I think Miami, in the end, will win its third consecutive NBA championship.
You did make a comment there, though, that I think is important. If Roy Hibbert could get going, this is a series where I really think he has that ability. Look, he's not going up against Gortat and Nene and, you know, the other guys that were thrown at him by the Hawks as well. So I look at it, and I think that if there is a potential for a Roy Hibbert sighting, it could be against the Miami Heat, Fred.
Could be, but again, you can never tell. And even if he does show up, is everybody else on that team going to show up? I mean, is Paul George going to show up? I mean, it's just impossible to figure out what's gone on. The first 50-something games of this season, they were the best defensive team in the league. Now, certainly, depending on the night, they either are or they are not. And scoring-wise, of course, it was never their number one forte. But interesting game on ABC. And we'll enjoy it. And a lot of stuff happening. And you know, I do want to talk a little bit. You brought it up at the beginning of the show. I think this California Chrome story is an interesting story from the point of view that the owners are not multimillionaires. You know, the game of horse. I grew up horse racing. I grew up 6 minutes from Hollywood Park in Culver City, California. My dad wasn't really a horse racing guy, but he was a gambling guy, so he would take me. And I fell in love with horse racing. I didn't know how they treated the horses or whatever at that point. I just loved the races. And so when I watch a race, it's different now than it was then. But this California Chrome is a great story because, again, they bought a horse for $8,000. They bred the horse to not a great mare. And they predicted that this horse, California Chrome, would win the Kentucky Derby. And they were right. Now the horse has won the Preakness. And now you got 3 weeks, 20 days from right now, from Sunday to the Saturday of the Belmont, to see if that horse can get it done. But the problem is, if you believe in this stuff, the horse's mom and dad, the mare, they're not bred for distance.
Okay.
And of course, the yesterday was 1 3/16 in the Preakness. The Kentucky Derby's 1 1/4. Now you got to go up to 1.5 miles in the Belmont. That's a major, major difference. The stretch is the longest there is. So that's why so many horses win the first two and can't get the third.
Right.
Because they're built for 1 1/4. They're built for 1 3/16. But their genetics would not be set up for 1.5 miles. That's why all the horses who ran the Kentucky Derby did not run in the Preakness. They are going to run back in the Belmont because those horses are better bred and for distance. And so that's the problem. So this horse could win, and I hope the horse does win because I think that these owners deserve it. But I'm just and the sport deserves it. It's been since 1978 and affirmed that we've had a Triple Crown winner. So I'd love the California Chrome to win, and maybe he will, but I'm just saying there's enough horses that have the breeding for distance that'll be going in the Belmont that, of course, he's not going to be an overwhelming favorite going in for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, like you said, Affirmed was the last one to do it, 1978. I think there was a string there where there was, what, 3 out of 4 years where you did have a Triple Crown winner, and then it kind of became, you know, non-existent. So, obviously, it is a very, very difficult task. The longest race, like you said, especially after running a couple legs already. So, you know what? In 3 weeks, we'll find out if Chrome can get it done. And you know what? I think it would be cool. I was too young to really know what was going on back then when it was happening left and right there in the 70s. But I'd like to see it now because I do kind of understand it and appreciate it a little bit more. So I'd love to see it myself. But who knows? We'll see if it winds up happening. Hey, let's jump back into the NBA just for a moment and talk Oklahoma City and San Antonio in the last couple minutes. And, you know, when we come back, maybe we'll get an opinion on what you think is going to happen in that series as well. But Oklahoma City, man, look. Without Serge Ibaka, this is going to be pretty tough, Fred, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, San Antonio was deeper going in anyways, and now they're even deeper. They have a bigger depth advantage over Oklahoma City, so I'll take the two favorites to meet in the finals, San Antonio against Miami.
Well, that seems too boring and too easy. On the other side, we'll wrap this thing up and put a couple of other little things out there for you, but keep it close. Again, tons of things happening in the sports world. We love talking about it here each and every Sunday from 8 to 10 Pacific time, so look us up, talk to us. We're here for you every Sunday. Fred Wallen, Dorf Man, taking you through. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. Thanks to Jeff Rich for hanging out with us this hour. Tons of things happening in the sports world, as always. Just so many things, whether it's NHL hockey or NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. You name it, we pretty much got you covered here on the program. Fred, before I let you go, what do you think of Mike Dunleavy being a candidate for the New York Knicks job? I don't know, old school guy. Can he mix in with this new school, younger generation? And does anybody really want this Knicks job?
Nope, because with Carmelo Anthony, you're not going to win. You're not going to win enough games to keep your job over a long period of time. And since you're on that subject, Kevin Love's agent apparently has told the Timberwolves that he's going to leave after next year, so you better trade me to the Lakers or the Knicks, or you're going to get nothing back for me in return. So that ought to be an interesting scenario the next few months also.
That was going to be my next thing I heard Kevin Love not happy about his deal. Any chance that the Phoenix Suns maybe could land a guy like Kevin Love?
I think if you're Kevin Love, you come from the family that you come from, I think you want to be in a big market. And, of course, that would be L.A. or New York.
Well, and he did play at UCLA, so could happen very easily. Fred, as always, appreciate you taking time out. Catch up with you next Sunday, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ann.
No problem. Everybody, we'll be back next Sunday. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Enjoy the day watching a lot of sports. And you have been listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peace. We're out of here.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.